Hello and welcome to Lush. Sea Shepherd UK is a marine conservation charity whose mission is to end the destruction of habitat and slaughter of wildlife around the UK's coastline and across the world's oceans in order to conserve and protect ecosystems and species. Lush's Jess Dudziak met up with Sea Shepherd UK's Vic Wood and began by asking her to give an overview of the charity's work.
Well, Sea Shepherd UK is a marine conservation charity. We've been around since 1977. We are a direct action marine conservation charity. So we get out there and we stop any atrocities happening to marine life around the world. So from protecting reefs in Hawaii to protecting the whales down in the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary from being harpooned, to looking after turtles around the Caribbean as they come in to lay their eggs, to seagulls in Germany. The list of campaigns goes on and on. It's a huge list.
That's fantastic. Who makes up Sea Shepherd UK? Do you have many paid employees?
No, so Sea Shepherd operates very differently from a lot of other charities. We were originally founded by Captain Paul Watson, who's some would call the hero behind the Sea Shepherd logo. And there are different Sea Shepherd organisations around the world. So we have Sea Shepherd France, Sea Shepherd Spain, Sea Shepherd Australia. The list goes on, but I'm sure you can all guess the naming format for the different Sea Shepherds, so I won't continue. But at Sea Shepherd UK, we have one paid full-time employee, two part-time employees, and the rest are made up of our team of trustees and 255 current volunteers. So really, Sea Shepherd UK operates on a volunteer basis. We're different from other charities in the sense that we don't pay for big swanky offices. We don't actually have an office. Everyone works from home. We don't pay for marketing. We don't pay for advertising. So all the money that we raise, whether that's through grants like the one we got from Lush, or donations from members of the public, or as profits from selling merchandise such as hoodies and t-shirts, the majority of it actually goes to direct action.
You mentioned that Paul Watson is a hero of the Sea Shepherd logo.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people may have seen it, but for those who haven't seen the logo, can you describe it to us and all the elements that is represented through the Sea Shepherd Jolly Roger, I believe?
Yes, the Jolly Roger. If you were to look at it without knowing what it was, you would probably think it was a typical Jolly Roger pirate flag. And that is correct. It is based on that. But there's a lot of hidden meaning into the logo. So the skull represents the destruction that humanity is causing on the oceans on a daily basis. Within the skull, you've got a pilot whale and a bottlenose dolphin. These two are in a position a bit similar to a yin-yang symbol, which represents the balance of the oceans and the ecosystems. And then underneath we have a shepherd's staff and Neptune's trident. And that's who we are. We are the protectors. We are shepherding and looking after the oceans.
That must be a really amazing thing to have that responsibility and help the oceans in the way that you do. What would you say that your biggest personal achievement has been within Sea Shepherd UK?
Wow, that's quite a question. I think being involved in a marine conservation charity, I mean, I'm a scuba diver, so my love of the ocean goes very deep. And the fact that I'm involved in a charity that actually achieves what it sets out to do, we don't just have people standing there getting you to sign up direct debits. We actually have teams of people who I personally know all around the world as we speak, who are currently saving hammerhead sharks, dolphins, turtles, all kinds of marine life around the world. And we achieve our goals. And that's the most amazing thing. On a personal level, I've done a number of campaigns now with Sea Shepherd. And I don't think you can really talk about marine conservation without talking about Taiji in Japan. I, along with a number of UK volunteers, have been out there. If you're not aware of what happens in Japan, for every day of 6 months of the year, they herd in pods of dolphins. It could be any type of dolphin. I'm not sure they really care, but ideally it would be bottlenose because they are the pretty typical dolphins. And every day, a fleet of 12 boats will go out looking for dolphins. If they find dolphins, they will surround the pod, create a wall of sound using typically a hammer that's banging on a pole that goes into the water, which creates this wall of sound that they can then use to drive the pod of dolphins into the cove. Once they're in the cove, the dolphins, the pretty ones and the ones that are young enough to be trained, are taken away for a life of captivity. So they're your swim with dolphin programs. The majority of the rest of the pod is then slaughtered. In Tahiti, they're given a quota each season of how many dolphins they're allowed to kill of each species. So typically they don't kill the juveniles because they don't want them to count towards their quotas. So they would typically take those juveniles, attach them to a side of a boat, drive them back out to sea and dump them like trash. Quite often these juveniles, without their parents there to look after them, they can't survive on their own. So they normally wash up dead within a few weeks. It's definitely the hardest campaign I've ever done. I decided to go when I would be most useful. So I went in January, and what we call Bloody January, based on the number of slaughters and the number of pods they find in January. And in the 2 weeks I was there, I had one blue cove. So a blue cove is a day where nothing happens. Every other day was a red cove. So there were slaughters. It's definitely the hardest thing I've ever done, to stand there and witness these slaughters from while they're happening and not being able to do anything about it. A lot of people would ask why we don't get in the water, why we don't try and stop it from happening. If we were to do that, the Japanese police who are in Tahiti would very quickly arrest us. We would be thrown in jail and we would be left there. They would stop Sea Shepherd activists coming and documenting the slaughters, and they would be able to kill as many as they wanted with no one knowing what species, the numbers, anything. So it is a hard campaign. It's a long-term campaign. It's one that we're going to be in for the long haul. It's called Operation Infinite Patience, and that's absolutely what we need. If you're interested, there is a Facebook page called Sea Shepherd Cove Guardians, and this page documents from Cove Guardians on the ground what happens every day during that 6 months. And the only way we're going to stop that is by people sharing posts, attending local protests, phoning your local Japanese embassies, making complaints, sharing the Facebook page and getting word out. If we can stop the need for captivity, and if we can stop the captive industry, there will be no need for these dolphins.
Thank you very much for sharing that experience. I can tell now that it must have been quite harrowing to go there, but such a feat of strength to go to protect marine life, which is what Sea Shepherd volunteers obviously do. Are there any campaigns that we have a little bit closer to home in the UK?
Yeah, so we've had a number of campaigns actually that are quite close. The one that has been closest is the Sea Shepherd UK Seal Defence Campaign. That ran up in Scotland. We had it running for 2 consecutive years. And the campaign ran because the Scottish government were giving salmon fishermen licenses to shoot seals that are found near their nets. They're given, a quota, similar to the Tahiti fishermen. They're given a quota of how many seals they can kill, but no one's monitoring it. There are also stipulations on the license, such as they can't shoot a seal from a moving platform. It's got to be from solid ground. They've got to using a specific type of gun. They can only use if they've got the license for the gun. And they can only shoot if there's no one in the vicinity. Well, no one monitoring this up in Scotland. They were shooting with people around, from boats, from land. We heard incidents of toddlers witnessing seals being shot. So we went up there for 2 years in a row and we followed the fishermen around. And every time they looked like they were going to take their gun out, we would follow them like their shadows. And as soon as it looked like they were thinking about shooting, we'd get closer. It was a very successful campaign. I think it's the fastest, most efficient Sea Shepherd campaign ever, not just in the UK, but around the world, because within 4 days, they stopped taking their guns out.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so efficient, but we carried on following them just to make sure. And last year, the Scottish government announced that they were leaving the wild salmon to recover from fishing, from wild fishing. So no one is out shooting seals for now. Obviously, that may not stay the same. We may be back up there protecting those seals again. But for now, the seals are safe.
That's absolutely fantastic. It really shows that Sea Shepherd are going out there to achieve their goals and are definitely doing what they've said that they'll do, which is fantastic to hear. Thank you. So for anyone listening in the UK, I suppose sometimes when we say marine conservation, it brings to mind coral reefs and exotic species of marine life. What examples of marine life within the UK can you tell us about that would need our protection?
Well, we are actually very blessed in the UK with marine life. We may not have the warm water, we may not have the sun, and we may not have the clear visibility that you get in round coral reefs around the world, but we do have a very varied marine life ecosystem all around the country. I mean, species that are commonly found here, from humpbacks and orcas up in Scotland to a variety of seals and porpoises all down the south coast. You get the moola moola fish, or also called the sunfish, depending who you're talking to, which is found down in Cornwall, along with basking sharks. They obviously see a lot of dolphins as well down Cornwall. But we are very blessed, but we need to protect the marine life.
Amazing. So tell me about the importance of the oceans, because Sea Shepherd obviously have a focus on marine life and the oceans. What importance does it have for us?
Well, we might live on planet Earth, but actually it would be more appropriate if it was called planet ocean. This planet is 70% water, and at the moment no one is really monitoring what is happening out in that 70%. We know more about the moon and the solar system than we do about the greatest depths of the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean. And it's not just about protecting an ecosystem. The oceans are vitally important to life on Earth. While the rainforests are important, the oceans actually provide, it's been estimated, between about 60 and 90% of the oxygen we breathe. So if we don't have a healthy ecosystem, if that was to happen, we would struggle to live. There would be no life on this planet without a healthy ocean. And every life in the ocean is important, from the plankton all the way up to the massive humpback whales. They all need to be protected to maintain a healthy ecosystem, to allow life to continue on this planet. There's a very famous quote by Captain Paul Watson that is, "If the oceans die, we die." And that's why we're fighting for them, because if you can't fight for life, what else is left to fight for?
Those are some strong words from Paul Watson, and definitely giving us food for thought. Did I see somewhere that there is a reward offered for people reporting any illegal marine activities?
Yes, you did, Jess. Sea Shepherd actually has a £5,000 reward available for anyone that documents any sort of marine atrocity happening around UK waters. By documenting, I mean it's got to be photographed, ideally videoed. And to get the reward, it needs to be reported to Sea Shepherd UK, and it needs to lead to a prosecution, at which point you'll get the reward. Wow. So I know there's a current one outstanding for some dolphins that washed ashore in Cornwall a few years ago. They were obviously hurt from human interference on a speedboat. We've heard reports of what happened. Unfortunately, we haven't got any documentation to prove that, and we don't know who perpetrated that crime. So anything that would lead to a prosecution would earn the reward.
So that's quite a lot of incentive to keep an active eye on our oceans and on our marine life. So that's absolutely fantastic, putting the money in the right places.
Absolutely. And why wouldn't you want to keep an eye on the oceans? Only I live in Brighton, and only at the weekend we had the Brighton Marathon. And sitting with friends who'd run the marathon afterwards, we sat there and watched a pod of dolphins on the horizon. and no one even looked. If you just look out, you will be amazed at what you can see.
I can imagine that would have been such a sight, especially after completing a marathon.
I didn't run it, but yes, it was a sight to be seen.
Have we had anyone run the Brighton Marathon for Sea Shepherd?
Yes, actually two people, as far as I'm aware, it was two people ran for Sea Shepherd UK this year. Both of them are volunteers. One's actually a fellow senior volunteer. It's something to put yourself through that, especially as it was such a hot weekend.
Yes.
So well done to them.
Definitely. Your role as a senior volunteer, what does that involve?
Well, I help Sea Shepherd UK by attending various events around the UK with other volunteers to do outreach, to talk to people about the work that Sea Shepherd UK and Sea Shepherd all around the world does, to also sell merchandise that helps fund our campaigns. That's what I do most frequently, but I also attend and give talks on the work that Sea Shepherd UK does, either in schools. I've talked to primary school students who are 4 or 5, up to HND students who are sort of 18, 19. And we've got fundraisers around the country. We've actually got one this Saturday at Brighton Electric. We're putting on a film produced by Sea Shepherd Global called Why Just One, which is about the plight of the turtles in Costa Rica.
There are always Sea Shepherd events going on. Vic, where would you be able to find those details of those events?
If you go onto the Sea Shepherd UK website, there's an events section which lists all the different events we are attending around the country, from vegan fairs and tattoo festivals to dive shows to talks to film showings of Why Just One, which we have plenty of coming up.
Fantastic. It seems like Sea Shepherd have a very enthusiastic following. You tend to see a lot of Sea Shepherd t-shirts, especially around Brighton. And a lot of my friends have seen Sea Shepherd t-shirts at gigs, music events. Why do you think that people get so enthused by Sea Shepherd as a charity?
I think we're lucky in the sense that we have lots of very inspirational people in the public eye who are big supporters of ours. Certainly locally, there's a chap called Sam Carter, who is the lead singer of a band called The Architects, and he is actually the ambassador for Sea Shepherd UK. And you will never see him on stage without a Sea Shepherd t-shirt or a Sea Shepherd flag or all of the above. He is an amazing ambassador for us. He's done music videos and he does a lot of outreach to his fans. So certainly his fans would be well aware of who we are. And we are also invited to all his concerts, so they'd have the opportunity to buy a t-shirt before they go in. But also we have a lot of other supporters, the Levellers, Aerosmith, the big supporters, Red Hot Chili Peppers. So there are a lot of bands out there and they do invite us on tour so that we can do outreach at their gigs.
That must be quite fun to be able to go to gigs to do outreach.
Absolutely. It's not the most efficient way of doing outreach because it's quite often quite noisy, but you reach a different group of people that you wouldn't have reached at other events. So it has been amazingly helpful, and the work that Sam Carter does is absolutely incredible and we're all very grateful to him.
So another place in the media that I've seen Sea Shepherd and is on Whale Wars, on Discovery Channel and Animal Planet. Now, this isn't specifically Sea Shepherd UK, is it?
No. The campaign is actually run now by Sea Shepherd Australia.
Okay.
In this campaign, approximately December every year, there is a fleet of boats from Japan that goes down to the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary and they hunt whales. Obviously, the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary is a protected whale sanctuary. So what gives them the right to go and harpoon whales? We actually operate down there. We have a fleet of boats that we go down there every year and we hunt out the harpoon vessels and we try and everything we can to stop them from killing whales.
Do you feel like it's gotten a lot of good attention for Sea Shepherd?
I think so. Whale Wars is very dramatised, so the way they show it on TV is not necessarily the way it actually happened. They would have a lot of quieter days where if you watch Whale Wars, it looks like everything happens all the time, constantly, for the whole time the campaign's going on. And that's not the case. I think most of the time it's shown us in a good light. And it's certainly got us a lot of supporters. Although I'm not sure that a lot of the people who watch it realise how many other campaigns we have around the world. I know quite a few when I've worked stands and they've said, oh, I've seen you on Whale Wars. They're quite surprised to hear about the other campaigns that we do have.
Sometimes when you've got such a big problem, it's very hard to think about ways to tackle it. Have you got any advice for our listeners about one thing that they can maybe do in their lifestyle which will help to protect marine life, maybe locally or around the world? Just one thing that they could do.
I mean, there are loads of things that people could do. If they live near a beach, why not organise a beach clean? Just get out there on a Saturday or a Sunday morning with some friends and a few empty bags and just collect up rubbish. Why not like the Sea Shepherd UK Facebook page and share posts and spread awareness? Help us do some marketing, as we don't pay for it. Spread awareness of the campaigns and the issues that marine life is facing around the world. Alternatively, if people want to get a bit more involved, you could apply to be a Sea Shepherd UK volunteer. To do that, you just apply on the Sea Shepherd UK website page, or you could even apply to go on campaign. Follow me and go to Taji. You could apply to go on one of our many ships around the world or any of the other campaigns.
If there's one message that you would like listeners to take away from this podcast, what would it be?
Support Sea Shepherd.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people within Lush especially do also support Sea Shepherd because they know what amazing work that is done. So Vic, I'd like to thank you for your time and thank you for answering all of my questions.
My pleasure.
Sea Shepherd UK's Vic Wood. If you'd like to find out more about the charity's work and get a full listing of those events Vic referred to, please go to seashepherd.org.uk. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to hear more from Lush, and our ever-growing archive contains interviews, debates and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.